Hello.
Yeah, hi, is this Shamika?
You good?
Or Kathleen? Who am I speaking with?
Shamika, this is my number.
Shamika, this is your number, okay. Let me just follow up with you. Were you able to get to the bank?
Oh, I got to the bank, and they were not able to do anything as far as they told me that all I had to do was write a letter and state that I'm not banking with them, which is what I'm going to do.
I'm sorry, Shamika, I didn't hear a word of that. You're going in and out. Can you repeat that for me?
I spoke with a woman about me getting that letter. I went to the branch and everything. They didn't find anything. They don't have any dates or anything. They can't write a letter. We're in the new year. They have new policies and stuff. So I'm going to have to write a letter stating I don't bank there. And I talked to someone about that, and they said that that's fine. I could do that. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that by next week.
So you need to submit a hardship letter stating that you couldn't get the bank statements, correct?
It's not a hardship letter, no, ma'am. It's just a letter, period. Just a regular letter stating that I don't bank so dumb.
The county calls it a hardship letter.
That's not what they told me it was.
You spoke to them?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. When were you in touch with them, Shamika?
2 days ago. Why?
What else did they say? Did they say besides the financials you needed anything else?
That was it. Just a letter. I gave them everything else because I don't bank with banks. My mom does. Like I said, I don't bank with banks. I do credit unions. That's it. And I've had a credit union almost all my life, so I don't do bank.
Okay. Let me just go over some information quickly. So I don't mind helping you write that letter, getting it out by this week if that's something you're open to.
I don't need help writing a letter.
Okay, that's fine. If you want to submit it on your own time and everything, that's fine. I was just offering the help. Let me just go over it with you quickly, some information. We may have done this already. I just want to go over it with you again just to be completely sure that we did everything. And then I guess you'll let me know when you submit everything, when you submit the letter. So just quickly, I'm going to go down the county list of all financial paperwork, and you're going to let me know if you had it, if you've already submitted it, and we'll go from there, okay?
No problem.
Okay, so you don't own a deed, you don't have a deed to any residence or property or anything like that?
No.
Okay, no, okay. A burial account agreement, do you have anything like that?
No.
Okay, life insurance policies?
No.
Okay. Do you own any vehicles?
No.
All right, all the bank statements that you have under your name, you submitted all the bank statements for those?
I did all of that already.
You did all of that already?
Weeks ago.
From 2020 to
present? I did all of that, like I said, weeks ago. I gave it to the branch that they needed it, and I gave it to them.
Okay, so you did give it to them. Let me just ask you some details about when you provided it to them, just so I'm sure that you did it all correctly. You provided it from 2020 to 2023.
I sure did. Please, please. I'm really agitated because everything that you're talking about, we went over already. I've already done all of this because I made sure I wrote it down. I made sure I wrote everything down so that I could get everything done because I don't like backtracking and I don't like doing anything, you know, over and over again because I am epileptic and it's very frustrating for me. So
okay.
When I do things, I make sure I do it right.
Okay, that's good. I just want to, like, I don't want the county to get back to us and say that they don't have anything again. I'm just asking, I know that you submitted the bank statements, but within the bank statements, I just want to make sure you did June and July for 2020 to 2023, which you said you did. And then everything else from 23 to present, you submitted all those statements. Did you also submit an explanation for anything over 500?
They didn't need anything for any explanation or for anything over 500. I already talked to the woman. I sat down with her.
Okay, fine. Okay. No retirement account or 401k. Do you have any annuities, rental income, or pensions, anything like that?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. I think we're all good then. No, you were never divorced or married or anything like that, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Fine. So you just need to send in that letter. Once you send in that letter, I can update your status in the file. You can just call me when that's done. I'll try and give you a call back on Monday. And if you need any assistance with the wording or anything else, I'm happy to assist you. Okay?
Did you speak with Kathleen about if you have a sign-on or bonus or anything like that with her?
So I spoke to her as per your request last week. She didn't mention anything about a sign-up bonus, but we do have one. As soon as we're certain that you've been approved the hours and you have the waiver, we're going to put that bonus onto her payroll, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Fine. So, like I said, Shemika, I'll follow up with you on Monday, but I would recommend if you could get that letter out before then, it would be in your best interest. And if you need help doing it, I'm more than happy to help you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.